Go into all the world and preach the gospel until your life is done.
Oh, yeah.
If you love me, obey the Great Commission. Build churches everywhere. Oh, in every town, every province, every city. Oh, Africa shall be saved. But tell me, how long is it gonna take for you to obey me? I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain. Oh, for you to do my will.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain. Oh, for you to obey me. That's why I keep asking, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Oh, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? What I told you, I told you, build a mega church. And I told you, have a burning vision.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your vision must be big. But all you do does not lead to church growth, because your mind is on other things. All you say is, Lord, bless me now. Lord, bless me and prosper me today. So I have been thinking to myself, it seems I'm wasting time on you. So I wanna change your position. I'm gonna replace you and bring in someone else, because I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain. Oh, for you to obey me. Hey, I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain. Oh, for you to do my will. That's why I keep asking, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Oh, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Why are you so hard? Why are you so difficult? Why don't you want to move? And why don't you want to change? You don't want to change. Always an excuse. A mega church.
church, a mega church, but you have excuses. My money, my home, my business, more and more and more and more excuses. Honestly, I don't think that you love me. Oh, I think your heart is somewhere else. Because if you loved me, hey, if you really loved me, hey, you'd obey me, you would work much harder now. But I have a feeling that I'm waiting, I keep waiting, I'm just waiting for you to obey me. Is he gonna wait in vain for your love? God is asking, is he gonna wait in vain for your love? Oh, oh, is he gonna wait? Is he gonna wait in vain for your love? He wants to know now, is he gonna wait in vain? Oh, oh. Is he gonna waiting for you, UD? Is he gonna he's waiting for you.
Hallelujah. Father, we are super excited to be here. Thank you for the grace for the mega church that is being given to us. Everyone who is listening to this message is being transformed into a mega church pastor by your power, by your grace, and your mercy. We give you thanks. Everyone who contributes to building the mega church is receiving super blessings of the presence of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you may be seated. Now, the mega church. What is the first reason why we must have a mega church? I can't hear you. Appropriate vision. One of you should help with the reasons. All right. Reason number two. I can't hear you.
The desire will lead you to a good
journey.
Good journey.
Number three, the third reason.
Because prophetically, the end will be greater.
Prophetically, the end will be greater. Amen. Number four.
Most pastors are deceived into thinking that the work is done when it is not done.
When it is not done. Amen.
Amen.
Most are deceived into thinking that it is done when it is not done. Is that not so? All right. Number
five. God's will is that his house may be filled.
Beautiful. Number six, Dr. Itefo, continue. Please help me.
The harvest field. Our harvest field is the whole world.
Number six is what?
Our harvest field is the whole world. Number seven, Because the biblical examples of churches where thousands had thousands of members. Number 8. Mega church means more souls have been won. Number 9. More laborers are released to work. Number 10. More pastors, more full-time pastors, more bishops, more workers are released in the mega church.
Number
11.
11.
In the mega church, more people are engaged in prayer against the power of the devil.
Power of the devil in a mega church. Number 12.
The mega church generates large crowds, and the large crowd generates more expectation.
Expectation. Greater expectation in a mega church. Number
13. There's greater manifestation.
Greater manifestation of miracles in a mega church. Amen.
Amen.
Number 14. You must have a mega church because more evangelism is possible through a mega church. Amen. All outreach and all the fulfilling of the Great Commission. All right. It's an outplay of the gospel. Amen. So, with a mega church, then the Great Commission becomes possible. You see, so fulfilling the mega church, fulfilling the Great Commission leads to a mega church. And a mega church leads to the fulfilling of a Great Commission. So it's a cycle. When you have a mega church, when you have a vision to just fulfill the Great Commission, it leads to a mega church. Yes. Because it will lead you to evangelize people. Now, evangelism will lead you to young people only, mostly. You see, the reason why the Great Commission is not being fulfilled or obeyed is because it takes humility and basically the humility of relating with young people. Because souls are saved mostly in their formative years. It's like whatever you will be, even the way you speak English, your accent, the way you pronounce, everything about you is formed. So that's why once you have a certain way of speaking, rarely can you become a certain type of singer. Yes. What people don't realize is that the main thing that determines what type of songs a singer can sing is how the person speaks. Yes. So most of the things of your life, whether it's your accent, the way you pronounce words, the way you speak, you get it? All the things about you, what you learn, your education, they're all formed by a certain age. And difficult to change. Now, not only are those secular human aspects formed, but your faith, like what you believe, is formed by a certain age. So if you're ever going to affect somebody's beliefs, which is witness to somebody, to lead somebody to Christ, you have to do it in the period where those things happen. Yes. And most churches have pastors who are not prepared to go and be like children. Do you see? Yes. So when you even preach, it sounds like youngish when you are doing salvation things. You sort of sound youngish and basic. And you sort of have to relate with people who are yet to form their faith, which means young people and students. Yeah. That's the implication. And when we become obontius and become megalized, we are not interested in like students, because we want those who sell cutting materials and those who are importing iron rods. Those are the people we want in our churches. Are people who have big cars. So therefore, the Great Commission goes out of us. We cannot and will not and do not be involved in such things. That's how come you see that sometimes it's rare to find a pastor witness, as rare as it would be to find a lion outside there. To find a pastor, a so-called man of God, witnessing or even preaching about pure salvation, that Jesus and Zacchaeus, pure. No, you not see. You say Billy Graham, but not men of God of today, or bishops like us. It's strange sounding. So, when people are young and God arrests them, they do the Great Commission, that it leads to the mega church. Then when they have the mega church, then they stop the Great Commission. Because the mega church should have led to more of the Great Commission. But then the mega church leads to megalization of the person and obontialization of the person. Yes. And then the man of God now doesn't do evangelism, because for him to do evangelism, he must descend back to the youth. Look, years ago, I remember, I have attended crusades at Commonwealth Hall. I saw hardened sinners give their life to Christ. Who was preaching? Bishop Duncan Williams. Ish. When he waved his, when he preached, when he evangelized, that's when I said to myself, I can never preach like this, because it was so frightening and so wild. Frightening. When I say frightening, I mean you become afraid for salvation. Like, I said it. That's what I knew. I'm showing you what led to churches existing. I had two seniors of mine, I don't know how I convinced them. I said, I'll take you somewhere to see something. They followed me from my school to Presec. Some of them are top MDs in banks today. I said, let me take you. When Bishop Duncan Williams was preaching again, when he raises that his three fingers like this and starts to speak, I become afraid. Yeah. Those two guys, we smokers, they all went to give their life to Christ. Yes. Salvations. The Great Commission leads to the churches that we see today. But when the churches have become mega, to continue with the Great Commission, you're going to have to leave the parliamentarians. The people have become parliamentarian, they have become whatever, and still go back to the only place where people get saved, which is the school.
That's only the place where people get so. If you like watching real life and see if anybody will change, check your WhatsApp group from your schools. A group of 147 people, those who are pastors, maybe three. Three of them are pastors. Let's say from your hall or whatever. Those who were some way when they were in school, they are still posting pornography pictures on. They are still doing the same thing. When you ask them, they will say, go away. Yes. Come out for there. The same. Because the salvation has been formed and established, and that's how it will be to the end. So a mega church is generated by fulfilling the Great Commission. Then it creates members and people. But then the pastor has to leave. Bible says a good shepherd leaves the 99. But that is where good shepherds don't realize that they are supposed to leave the 99 and go and look for lost. But the shepherds want to stay with the 99 because the 99 have so many nice things. They have gifts to give you. Cars, hampers, envelopes. It looks so strange for me to leave the Kodesh and say I'm doing evangelism. It looks so strange, but has made my ministry far bigger, far, have more church, more members, more. And more everything, I have more of it rather than less. You'll never be wiser than Jesus. If Jesus said that you should leave the 99 and go and look for the one, you will never be wise. Watch Judas always. Jesus told him, you betray him. He said, me, I'll never betray you. Lie bad. You are God. I say you are wrong this time. God said, I'm wrong. Eh? That's the end of you. Yes. Everybody who says God is wrong is pride. He said, how can you be right when God says this and you say a different thing? Now, Peter, who was not a coward, and he knew what he was saying, said, me. I'll never betray you. I know what I'm talking about. I know those who betray. I'll fight for you and I'll die for you. So when the people came, he fulfilled his word. But God resists the proud. So God left him. God's grace left him. Within a few hours, a young girl came. You are his assassin. The words that are coming to my mouth, I don't want to say them in the microphone. What Peter was going to say, but I don't want to say it in the microphone. I can't repeat his words. Hey, you are welcome. Yes. So the megalized church pastors, they are now obontialized. And they cannot descend. They are like people that have ascended. And they cannot descend. But the Great Commission, I tell you, people don't, just assume old people can't be saved from 40, 30, unless they are on admission and about to die. If they are on admission and they are about to die, those are the ones that will be saved. But apart from that, they don't change. Yes. Yes. Or they have an accident or something. Yeah. They will never change. So the Great Commission leads to the mega church. And the mega church is now more equipped to evangelize. So a mega church is important because the mega church will lead to evangelism. It's supposed to. Yes. We are a mega church now. So we are stronger. That's why we have a convoy in East Africa that drives on the right with right hand drive. It drives on the left. And we have the same convoy with all the same equipment, trucks and everything in this side. That drives on the left. That drives on the right. Left. Is that the left-hand drive? Drives on the right. Yeah. The same thing. Because you can't cross. And we have another one that we are about to inaugurate for only for islands. Yes. Mega church. Yes. Mega church. How will you go to Madagascar? How will you go to Madagascar? How will you go to Cape Verde? How will you go to Seychelles? How will you go to all these places? There's no way to go. It's ships. Yes. So a mega church, and I've never asked you for money for all this. I've not raised funds for all this. Yes. But it depends on what I want to do when I become mega. Yes. It depends on what I want to come to do. So I promise you that it's a cycle. But if you are prepared. Next week I'm going to Uganda. Oh yes. I'm going to preach in different towns and cities. Yes. I was in Rwanda just a few weeks ago. Burundi. I'm moving. Evangelizing. The mega church is there, but the mega church is enabling me. How do you think I fly, I go with so many people in a plane, in cars? I have people that are working there in different towns, countries. Mega church is not to empower you to drive certain cars. You can have the car. God is not against cars. Car is nothing. At all. But the mega church is for the same commission. That's why our lives don't continue, because it's supposed to be a cycle. Keep on recycling. So God says it's okay with the cycle. So a mega church is for evangelism. Yes. That's what it's for. Mega church is for evangelism. When you are mega, it's for evangelism. It's not for anything else. Yes. You will never be smarter. Anybody who says, Jesus, you are wrong. Expect Peter's thing to happen to you. The thing that you say you are good at doing, you'll be shocked. You'll just go down. Yes. I've told you that you'll betray me. You'll say I'm wrong. I've told you that leave the 99 and go and look for the one. You say I'm wrong. You stay with the 99. Be with the 99 and see. Look, do you know how many pastors I've met who have supervised their churches as the churches shrink? They stood over it like this as it became smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Yes. One pastor came around, you know, from America. He said, we have just about 30 to 70 people left. I've been a pastor of the church for 30 years. And then it's like, the church has gone gradually down. Nobody here is cleverer than Jesus. Where is the secondary school in your town? Now the secondary school are badder than even universities. Secondary school. They are wild. They know. You see, one little boy, he told his mother, "Mother, mommy, you think I don't know things? I know things. Mommy, you think I don't know things? I know things." The young people, they know things. Sometimes people, when they are even doing marriage counseling, they realize that you are talking to a professional. You are talking to a professional. You don't know what you are saying. The student knows more than the teacher. I know things. So now, you must realize that is why God wants us to have a mega church. That was his reason. He wanted us to have a mega church, not that we will now have more business contacts. No, no, no. He wanted us to have a mega church so that we can do more evangelism in a way that we could never do before. Never. 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 It's like I couldn't ever imagine doing something like that, but now I'm doing it. And it's the church is the... Who do you think is sponsoring the crusade? It's the church. The church is the greatest sponsor of everything that we do. And now Healing Jesus Crusade is expanding. I'm not only going to be the only evangelist. Oh, wow. Others are going to be evangelists. Yeah. That's one thing we'll be inaugurating. Because the church is mega and it's for evangelism. Mega. What do you think? Yeah. Yeah. Is it not a great vision? So, let it be in your heart. I want you to respect church. Yes, respect the church is a wild thing. All the people say you should do business. Church cannot sustain you. You have to be doing some business by and by. You know, Jesus, whatever, Peter and Co., they kept their fishing boat so that in case whatever. So, all this doctrine, throw all those things aside. You see, Peter, they backslid. They went fishing and they caught nothing. All their effort led to nothing. 3 years of training. Coming to Hamatan Bible Seminar is not to teach you to go back fishing. The Bible says they caught nothing. John 21, nothing. And that is why, in John 21, that is why you see that the Bible says, Peter said, I go a fishing. And the other said, we also go with thee. And that's why senior pastors must be careful of the things we do. Because when you say, I go fishing, everybody says, okay, we are also going. I'll do business. So we also go. We also do business. I'm doing politics. We all do politics. I'm doing whatever. And you say, we also go with thee. Put it on the thing. Simon Peter said to them, I go a fishing. And they say unto him, we also go with thee. Yeah, so big pastors of big whatever, you see them saying big word salads, different words of what things are. The simple gospel, we are not doing it. And all kinds of big words, and then it inspires other smaller, lesser than Peter to say, we are also into motivational speaking, we are also doing this, we are doing business, we are doing politics, we are doing everything. Kind of thing else apart from preaching Jesus Christ and his cross. And that is why there's so much poverty. They caught nothing. It leads to what? Nothing. Emptiness. Shelling. Trust, look at the Bible. If what I'm saying is not in the Bible, poo-poo it away. Yeah. I can't even imagine what else to tell. Poo-poo it away. But if it is there, that night, they caught nothing. By going back after 3 years walking with Jesus, when he said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, and then you say, I'm going fishing. I'm going back to my business. I'm going back to institutional work. When the souls are sitting there, God will provide. Yes. I go fishing. I go fishing. I go a fishing. And they say unto him, we also go with thee. Today, all over the world, many, many great pastors, men of God, who God blessed with a mega church that they got through soul winning and fulfilling the Great Commission. They've come to that great place and they say, I go a fishing. And then others have joined and said, we also go fishing. We are also going to teach new messages. Word salad messages. Verse 4. But when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore and the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Verse 5. Then Jesus said to them, children, have you any meat? Children, do you have a car? No. You have a house? No. Do you have money? No. You have food? No. I said, no, you went fishing, you still don't have all these things. Only loans, debts, problems. You've suffered all night. You can't travel anywhere. Because you don't focus on church work. You don't focus on church work. You don't focus on church work. You are not hardworking in the church work to build a mega church, to soul winning and youthful evangelism to the youth and to young people. You don't want that. You are too big. You are bigger than that because God has blessed you with a cathedral. Yeah. Many of you, I look younger than you. I behave younger, I speak younger, I talk younger. You, when I just sing some of the songs, love songs, some of you despise it, or this beloved and whatever. You despise it. You don't know that you are filled with pride and bigness. Look at your life. Even your marriage is so funny. Shame on you. There's nothing about you. Bigness of nothing. Just big talk. It will not happen. It will not happen. That's what's happening. Have you met nothing? You have nothing. You've caught nothing. You come back to fishing, you've caught nothing. Where is it? Okay, where is your fish? We've been in the church all these years. We ask you can't even donate anything. We say, give your seed, whatever. There is nothing. All these so-called people doing this and that, there is nothing. Oh. That's why you rarely see me working with businessmen. I only work with pastors. People who are serious with God. I'll never see any rich person walk around that we are doing this, we are going here, I'm going, oh, I have no time for that. Courting rich people, making them feel good. You will catch nothing. Look at it and see. They said, we know, we have nothing. Aha. Following money doesn't lead to anything. Verse 6. Then he said to them, cast the net on the right side, and you shall find. They cast their net on the right side. We've been doing all night. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Verse 7. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, that is John, the one writing the book. He didn't use his name. He says the one whom Jesus loved. He told Peter that, based on the level of prosperity that we are seeing now, it is Jesus who is the one giving this instruction. Based on the levels of prosperity that we are seeing, it is the Lord. I see a certain level of prosperity come in your life as you follow the Lord. It's as you follow the Lord that you see money and you stop being a beggar. Look at it. Verse 7. John told Peter, come, Peter. This one. Something that is about to spoil the boat. We are going down. So much. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's the Lord.
Only Jesus can do it.
Only Jesus can do it. We couldn't do it. He called Peter and told him, the man there is the Lord. I'm sure. He died on the cross. He's the one there. I swear it is Jesus. Now, when Peter heard that it was the Lord, that shows you the type of man of God he was. A man who has gone away from his training of building a mega church. He couldn't recognize the Lord. And even he said that when Peter heard that it was the Lord, so it still didn't occur to him. What occurred to John did not occur to him. You see, that's what I'm trying to say, that things don't occur to you. Because you are lost. It didn't occur to Peter that, don't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see that the one who is preaching about this is doing better than the one who is preaching about that? Can't you see? Can't you see that there's no, like, this thing should tell you what is happening, that Jesus is in this one. He's not in this one. Can't you see? But Peter couldn't still see. Yeah, so when he heard, he said, it's the Lord. Let me go and check and see. But the fish that he caught didn't minister to him. So as we are here, and you see that we are not in need, although you see the message I'm preaching, we are not in need. I'm telling you that I don't work with businessmen. Yes. I'm telling you that confidently and happily, because I don't have any businessmen to work with. All the people I work with are ministers, missionaries. Yes. I'm not against it. If somebody's a business, hey, he said he doesn't work with businessmen, so we are going. Yeah. Who is that? Yeah, I don't think he's here. Yeah. You lack understanding. But in spite of that, look and see. Look around you. Yes. There's no loan. There's no debt. There's no car that is being bought on monthly payments. Yes. Yes. If I tell you the building projects that we are engaged in, and I told you 7 cathedrals per country, 7. Yes. And it will be more than, we are going to super abound. We are going to super abound. Did you hear when I said super abound? It's the Lord. But Peter still couldn't get it. So he put on his fisher's coat and he was naked. And he cast himself into the sea. Now, the disciple whom Jesus loved, verse 8. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from the land. 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. Were struggling. Now, as soon as they came to the land, they saw a fire of coals there. When you come to Jesus, follow Jesus, the things you are searching for are... I told you that you wouldn't have prayed for it. If you wanted to pray, would you pray for cooked fish? You pray for the fish, you know, and bread. You can catch it and then you organize it. You didn't pray for the cooked fish. And it was cooked there. Fire and bread. Verse 10. Then Jesus said, bring the fish which you have now caught. Now look at a miracle. Verse 11. Now Peter went up and drew to the land, something that all the team were not able to. His few seconds in the presence of Jesus changed his into supernatural strength and power. Then he was not able to bring the fish. He, just a short time in the presence of the Lord, turned his strength, everything multiplied. He became supernatural and powerful. And he went and brought to the land 153 fishes. For all there were so many, yet was the net not broken, which was yet another miracle. So people don't notice these little things. These are all part of the miracles of God. Now, some people believe that 153 represents 153 nations, like the total number of nations in the world. That Peter should have actually been working on winning those 153 nations. And it became 153 fishes. And the number of nations in the world, like now, is about 194. But in 1960, the number of nations was 100, about 195, 100. Because the number of nations keep on changing with independence, Brexit, and all these things changing the number of countries in the world all the time. Soviet Union, and they change all the time. But probably there's supposed to be only 153. And it was a message and a rebuke that, stupid man, this is what your work, the 153 nations, I've made you fishers of men. You have become back to fishers of fishes. 153. Kobe. 153 Kobe. Augmentalization is supposed to, it's not supposed to happen. When God blesses us with mega church, with money, tiles on the floor, sounds, loudspeakers from Kwame Danso. What's your name again? Lord. Yes, from Kwame Danso. You know, when God blesses you with all that, that's when you're supposed to launch back as a young person. All of you, make yourself young. Get a young hairstyle. All these hairstyles that make you look at 68 years old. And all these elderly looking brothers, dye your hair and become young again. And win souls again. Please, please, play young music in your houses, in the church. Oh. Huh?
Driving out Hamatan from our churches. You are driving out Hamatan from our churches.
Yes. Dryness. Some of you, I'm older than you, but I behave younger than you. I look younger than you. I speak. When I speak, the things I talk about sounds younger than what you are, how you are. I don't understand you. Hold the person by his neck. The one, actually, I will slap you if you don't change. Shake the person.
So mega church leads to more evangelism. Is it going to lead to more evangelism? Yes. It's now that we are going to do the evangelism. It's now that we are going to do the evangelism. It's now that we'll stand by the roadside and clap our hands. It's now that we'll hold megaphone and clap. It's now that we'll preach a dumb broadcast. It's now that we are going out into the street. It's now that we'll go to the towns and the villages. It's now that we are going to do it. Now that we can go to America, it's now that we are going to do it. Yes. Yes. That's the reason why God gives a mega church. And that's why the mega church must be in our heart. Because when you have a mega, that is now when you now grow wild. Yes. And you have to accept that you, evangelism is for the young. If that thing doesn't enter your coconut, you will never understand. Don't think about those selling carpets and those selling iron rods. Don't try to get importers of chicken into your church. You know, or importers of tuna. No. No. When they are small, they will become importers of chicken one day. Yes. Where's my pastor from Chiriponi? Chiriponi. Chiriponi. Uh-huh. What's your name again? Wisdom. And Bole. Bole. Bole pastor. Arrive. Gushegu pastor. Gushegu. Gushegu pastor. Where's Gushegu? Uh-huh. What's your name again?
Michael.
Wale Wale pastor. Wale Wale pastor, come. What's the Wale Wale pastor? Buipe pastor, Buipe pastor. Buipe, Yape, Yape, Yape pastor. Where's Yape? Yape. Uh-huh. Salaga. Salaga pastor. Kwame Danso pastor. Bandai pastor. Tatale pastor. Zabzugu pastor. Well, come. You know yourself. Do you think I send them to get money? The places I'm mentioning, is there a business there? Is there any business in your town? You see, mega church means you are now going to even reach out more to where there are human beings and there are souls. Where are you from? Which one? Tatale. And you are from where? Zabzugu. Yes. These are real people. So when you are mega, it's now that you are going down there. This one in Panda, he has about 7 churches. Yes. And about three or four buildings. Yes. He's soon going to be a bishop. He's one of my northern bishops. Yeah. Yes. When you become mega, that is now rather where you roll up your sleeves and you say, where is the soul? Where is the soul? What's the name of the town? What's the name of the place? It's not too far for me. But not that when you are mega and you become obontialized and it's like such things are out of the question. So no, as for me, I have only outreach at Golden Tulip Hotel. I visit who?
I visit MDs and CEOs.
CEOs. Wow. I visit what? MDs and CEOs. Are you into MDs and CEOs? Target evangelism. Hey! There's a name for everything. Target evangelism.
It's a vector quantity. Magnitude and direction.
Yes. That is when we are going down. That's when we jump out of the boat and go fishing. Yes. Yes. Okay, not the other way around. That, because it's a big church, but you think I'm not interested. These are what I'm rather interested. Even I have a meeting with, after I finish meeting with you, I have another meeting with them. Yeah, private meeting. You're not part of it. You're not part of it. You know you are not part. Mega church leads to evangelism or fulfilling the Great Commission creates the mega church. When the mega church is created, it's supposed to create more evangelism, wilder, more extreme. A lady came from Canada. She said, I've not been here for 9 years. She came to the Kodesh. At that time, I was at the Kodesh. She said, You have changed. I said, what? She said, you are more radicalized than when I left 9 years ago. Wow. Yes. Radicalized. Yes. We are not leaving the North for any religion. Yes. I'm not leaving the North for any religion. Yes. No way.
No way.
Yes. Christ is, Jesus is Lord of Cana. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Sit down. Number 15. You must have a mega church because a mega church has a larger and a greater income than that can be used for the work of the Lord. So you have more income. So mega church, you get more money. Acts chapter 4, verse 35. Verse 34 says, neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things which were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Amen. Instead of aiming for money, aim for the mega church. Because this is the church which had 3,000 people in a day in Jerusalem. And of course, all your needs will be met. If you just do the work of God, all your needs will be met. By God's grace today, I am not struggling to have a car. Yes. There was a time I was praying so much for a car. My dream car was Peugeot 405. And not just any 405, but a particular one that I saw in somebody's house that he was selling. He was selling it. So I used to stand in front of the gate early in the morning and speak over the car. And I prayed over this second-hand car. But you see, the church was small. But now, there are people who can buy me cars. I know. I haven't asked anybody to buy me a car, but I know that there are people in the church who can buy cars. If only I say that I need it. Go buy. There are times I've called my church member and said, please give a car to this person. And they did it. So which car? I said, oh, this type of car. They just humbly gave me a car to give to somebody. So when your church is mega, you stop taking taxi and you see that you are driving Chiriponi and Bole. And Salaga, you'll be driving your
Pajero there. You'll be surprised. You see, you don't believe Pajero. When I say Pajero, you don't believe that you can drive Pajero in Bole. It will happen practically. You know, some years ago, I predicted, I said, one day we'll have pastors. Our pastors will come from all the regions. They will have four-wheel drives and they come. You see them now. Bishops, they arrive with different type of cars, practically. Yes. Real. It's happening. So these people that you saw here, you'll see them one day coming. But I hope you will not be ogbontialized or that you see that you can't do evangelism again. Or, God forbid. Yeah. So money, you see, it's what is your aim. It changes you. I've never aimed to get money. Never. By God's grace. No. Just the church. I want the church to work. I want the church to work. Sometimes you see me fighting for the church. You wonder whether it's personal. It's personal in the sense that it's in my heart. But it's not personal. It doesn't own. I don't own it. There's no church, including here, that is registered in the name, my name, that he was. It's all registered in the name of the church. That's why when they took us to court, they took the church to court. Not me. You get what I'm saying? Because I don't own anything here. And my family doesn't own anything. There's nothing here that's a family property. Yes. You should see me fighting every day. To build the church. I always want to build the church. God told me when I was asking the Lord, what is my pension? Lord, will I get any pension? Do you know what he told me? He said, the church is your pension. So you build the church. You see that? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The church that you've built as a pastor, you see that the church is more than any pension or whatever. I don't know how much they pay pension nowadays. Do you know how much they pay? Yes. So why are you worried about that one? It's net contributions. It's net contribution. The church is more than your security. Yes. Yes. When you die, you go to the church mortuary. From the church mortuary, come to the church cemetery. You are in the church. Even when you are dead, you are attending church. Every day. You are always in church. Huh? Yes. Or that will be, it becomes real. Alive or dead, Baba will be here. We know what we want. So you will not lack money. Amen. You see what Jesus did? 153 fishes. They counted it. Yes. Your efforts cannot do that for you. Yes. Your efforts. So trust God. Yes. What God wants to give to you. You see that. There's so many examples. When it comes to these things, I don't want to give examples. But people take small part of what you said. Then, yeah. You will not be in need. You will not be in need. You will not be in need. You see the supernatural strength that Peter had for just 5 minutes with Jesus. That's how your strength will be. How many points do you have? Only 15. Ha! Yeah. Hey. This is supposed to be a morning session. Number 16. You must have a mega church because special ministries which take care of special needs will develop within a mega church. Amen. Special ministries. Now, gradually,
special ministries in a mega church become more possible. Today we have an orphanage. We never had it before. We are looking after children. Some of the children are abnormal. When you have an abnormal, people throw away the abnormal children. They can't stay with them. We take some of them. Look after them. Feed them. We take them to school. School fees. Everything till they grow up and marry. Yes. Children. If your church is very small, you can't even pay yourself before you are going to take somebody's child and look after them and an abnormal one on top. Huh? Hospital, anything that happens with a child, it is in the orphanage. Hospital, school fees, clothes, food, eating, looking after the child. It's not a small thing. Yes, till they marry. I called my director. I told her, I said, I want to pay all beggars. Whenever I see beggars begging by the roadside, because God showed me something some years ago in a film. I saw a film of beggars in Congo. And then they were explaining in French what their problem was. They said, we have to beg. What do you call it when I'm preaching, please? Don't do that. They said, we have to beg. We have to beg. Yes. So that was the first time I realized that beggars, that's the way they live. Like, not that they, and when we went in, we found most of the beggars were blind. Yes. So a mega church camp. Today we have a payroll of blind beggars. All of them we pay. Even the government doesn't do that. Yes. No, don't clap. These are not clapping things. But I'm explaining to you that unless the church is mega, you cannot do. And most of the blind people, they have an assistant, a boy or somebody who goes with them. And we have church for them every month they come. And then we pay them. Yes. We know they're registered. If it's not a mega church, you cannot do that. And we do it regularly. We visit the prison every month. We feed all prisoners in Accra. Not only at Easter, we feed all. Yes. If it's not a mega, you cannot do it. You'll just be looking at it. So a mega church is a big blessing. But that's our aim is not prisoners. Our aim is church. But the church makes it possible. Yeah. So none of these things are our aim. And none of these things should be your aim. Your aim should be the church. What is Jesus' aim? The church. But when the church is there, you say it can do so many things. Widows. We look after widows. So many widows. So many widows want to see me to say thank you. Yes, I don't have time. I don't have time for thank you. Jesus, say thank you to Jesus for his church. Yes. So I am telling you, the church is a wonder. It's more than a wonder. If you put your heart on the church, which is what Jesus said, from now I will build my church. This is the work I'm going to do. I will build my church. If you put that project in your heart, you'll be surprised the things that come out of it. You never thought of it, but you see that it comes out. Because you are standing there. I never thought I would look after the blind. I never thought. The blind school here, you can go and ask them. We provide them with machines for the blind. Braille machine for them to read. All children. Very expensive. You cannot do it. Do you know how much is one? Go and check it. So I am saying to you that focus on the church. Don't disrespect. Don't think that, the church is not, we should do NGO. Oh, the church is not, we should do school. You have gone the wrong way. I'm telling you, school is not more important than church. None of these things are more important. The church is the thing. Church is the main thing. Out of the church, when the church is dead, all these things, they are natural things. Schools, hospitals, whatever. I saw a man with his leg cut off. I always give him money. Then I look at the leg and I say, this man who ran Pretorius and all, it is also like that.
But this man is standing there holding that he will support like this to take the money. And God touched my heart. I said, I will make legs, modern ones, for all cripples that I can find. Yes, I've brought all the equipment. I've brought everything to do it for them. If you don't have money, you cannot do it if it's not a big church. But none of these are my aims. Has never been, will never be. My aim is, Jesus said, I will build my church. Yes, Jesus, I will build a church. These things are just on the side. But it comes plenty. When you make it your main thing, you become like how the Orthodox churches were. And that's what I mean. That's what I was telling you yesterday. Hymns and all those things. I realize I don't like it because it showed me religion without Christ. I was never saved, but I saw religion. And all of them providing institutions, hospitals, this, but no salvation. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He didn't come to do compassion and humanitarian works. The cross, you cannot insult the cross. Jesus, if Jesus died on the cross, but the best way is to provide boreholes and to provide hospitals, then why did he waste his time dying on the cross? Nothing can be more important than the blood of Jesus. When I take you to Israel, I will show you where the blood was sprinkled. I tell you, I want to take you there so that we see. I'll lead you, I'll show you this where the blood was here. All over Jerusalem, the blood was sprinkled so many places. For you and for me, for the whole world. Yes. His blood was shed.
Yes, sir.
I'll show you all the places that his blood was shed. Yeah. Nothing can replace it. The church is too great. Yeah. Don't think of getting money. So I'm going to build a church. I will also get money.
Hey.
Your mouth like a frog. Don't think. I didn't call your name. So don't start any whatever. Are you the frog? Ask your neighbor, are you the frog in the church? Now why? Don't have a man. I'm going to do a church to get money. You are sick. But a mega church, it brings many things. Eye has not seen. I profess, I said, do you remember what I told you in the morning? I told you that you are what? You are a local boy. So you have not imagined certain things. Local champion. You will not even pray for it. What God wants to do for you, not pray for it. The card that he wants to give you, you don't know about it. Yeah. Shata, shiko, pa, shito, pa, shito. Number 17. I'm on chapter 1, the mega church. I hope you read it when you go home. All these things are in the book. Oh. It's the book that I'm reading from. Number 17. When you have a mega church, it shows that you have made full proof of your ministry. Full proof. Yes. Like you've done the ministry to the logical conclusion. Yes. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5. Verse in the Message Bible, it says, keep your eye on what you are doing. Accept the hard times along with the good. Keep the message alive. Do a thorough job as God's servant. A thorough job. Thorough. You do it thoroughly. Not a half done. Half-done church, half-grown, half-developed, half-developed. The children's ministry wasn't well-developed. The teenagers' ministry wasn't well-developed. Grown-ups' ministry wasn't well-developed. Your funerals were not nicely done. Weddings are not good. People are not, the church didn't grow well. It's like a stunted church. People are not there. It's not really thoroughly done in terms of church work. Just partly done. He said, make full proof that you took it to the end thoroughly. You did everything that a church, it can be done for a church and in a church.
Thank you.
When you look at football, you see that in England and so on, they've taken it to the ultimate level that it can be. Yeah. Stadiums, every team. You see, a football club. I thought that these things were even government owned. Like Chelsea was a government. It was when we went to have an iron sharpened iron in Milton Keynes. And I saw this was a Milton Keynes football club. There is a small club. They have come together. They try to do something. That's what I realized. That it's a private thing. A private thing that even places abroad in Asia, they want if they will come and play a match in their country. Yes. They are sick that if Chelsea will come and play one match in like how much they will pay them to come. Yeah. They can't even get the chance to go. I mean, they've taken football that we play at Dansoman Park. They've taken it to the highest possible level that you can take football. Kaya Mo Shata Baba Baba. All the people that are running, they are all millionaires. 22 of them, all millionaires, plus the coach and those on the bench. 22 millionaires hitting the leather. They've made soccer like a very wild thing. What is FIFA? What is the money? What is the World Cup? Everything. But look at our Olida Day and other whatever that we have here. Stadiums. I mean, you can't have Obuasi, Goldfields, SS7, Edwani Stars, and oh. Sekendi Dwarfs. Bechem Chelsea. Brekum Chelsea. You know, in the same way, you can also do church like Sekendi Dwarfs. But you can do it like Manchester United. And you take the thing to the highest level that you can be taken. Are we going to take the church to the highest level? The highest level. Yes. Yeah. Champions League level of churches. You should be jealous of mega when you see something mega. That's why when I passed through Kpandu and I saw the Catholic Church there, I was filled with what? Jealousy. Spiritual holy jealousy. I said, I need one my own cathedral in this town. Because if I don't have a serious cathedral there, then I'm not serious. Yes. There's no all the new regional capitals. I need mega cathedrals. The new, have they told us the regional capitals now? They will come out with it soon. We need bishops at all these places. Bible schools. You see the Bible school? We are taking Bible school to another level. Do a thorough job as a servant of God. Higher levels.
It's possible.
Yes.
It's possible. We are doing it.
Yes. You see the Krewem Museum there? Yes. It's actually a lecture hall. It's all a school. The whole place is a school. When they are doing church history, then they go there. Wow. Yes. Practical. Yeah. To see the people. That the person you are learning about, that's him. This is how you can take a picture with him. He's standing there. These are the things that he did. You can become this. Kenneth Hagin and others are joining them soon. Yeah. Yes. To the max. So church things there, Charlie. There are higher levels of church. Yes. Higher levels of church work. So that's why when I look at pastors, I say, we are going to do business, we are doing this, we are doing this, we are going. It's like you don't realize that the church is a very great thing that you can give yourself to with all your heart. It will consume you. You will never rest. When my son came from England, he was working there, and he came, he said, he has never worked as they work in the church. He kept on saying that there's so much comparison between working in the church and working at HSBC. HSBC. Yeah, he said this. It's like the. He said, one day I had the meeting. He told me, the meeting you just had, that is how the meeting was. He said, you have a meeting. I think I had a meeting. Somebody was quiet, was not talking. And I think I asked the person to, he said, we will be at the bank having a meeting. And they will call. They will be saying, you can excuse us. You don't speak at the meeting. Your contribution is not necessary. You can be excused now. Go out. And they will just point to us. You don't talk. So go out of the meeting. You may take your leave now. Thank you. Goodbye. Hey. He said that the church is like HSB, our church. Yeah, to the highest HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation. Hong Kong Shanghai. No, it's not a local, our rural bank says higher level Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. Yeah. Higher levels. You'll be there. Champions League at Ultimate Church, Ultimate Church, Ultimate Church, Ultimate Church, Ultimate Church. And I don't want you to, you are Asamankese. You don't have to despise Asamankese. Is that not where Mama Kion was? That's where he started. And he has built an Ultimate Church from there. Asamankese. Big time. Swedru, Asamankese, Swedru, and so on. Ultimate Church. Yeah. To the world, he's gone. Recently, one of my bishops was saying he was checking the Church of Pentecost buildings that they have in the UK. They own so many buildings in the UK. This church that started at Asamankese. Many, many, many buildings in the UK, they all belong to Church of Pentecost. From Asamankese. Never despise. Come here. Never despise that town. Kneel down. My touch will change you into an international mega church. In Jesus' name.
I believe it.
Yes. From Asamankese to the world. Yeah. You people, you must fear the church. How many corporations and organizations starting from Asamankese can develop and be owning properties all over the UK? And Europe. Go to Amsterdam. Different places. It's not a small thing. Church is a wealthy, you know. And it's still there, and it's going stronger. And I can list to you all the companies that are no longer there. UTC, Kingsway, Barco, GNTC, Piram. You like politics too much. Sit down. You are blocking some people. Number 18. You must have a mega church because in a mega church there are more contacts and connections through the people in the mega church. Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Yes. Connections. Somebody who will do good to the household of faith. You just call. The first time that I met a president, not this president, the first time I met a president, I turned to one of my members. I said, do you know anybody who knows the president? I want to see the president. That I know somebody. Made a call. I was there 5 minutes. The president says you should come. That was it. You'll soon be making calls to places and getting certain connections. Receive it in Jesus' name. Mega church. I was in Panama. And I was, you'll be there soon. And I was supposed to fly on an airline. One of these American planes out. Because they made a mistake with the ticket.
And they were called, they said the plane is full. There's no space at all. The day before. So I told the pastor, who has a mega church. He said, what airline? When I mentioned, oh, wait. What the airline? He just made a call. I was there and he said, oh, you are confirmed for tomorrow. You are what? You'll soon be confirmed in the impossible situations. You'll soon be confirmed. You'll soon be confirmed in the impossible places. You'll soon be confirmed. You'll soon be confirmed. Where it's impossible, you'll soon be confirmed there. Yes. Mega church. Connections are. Sit down. One of my children went to school many places. I mean, spiritual children, biological, all of them. They met. One day, one of them met a man. He was talking. He said, ah, you know this man? It's a book. You know? I know. It's my father. Ah! You are true. You are true. You'll be passing through difficult places with ease. Because as soon as you mention, I know. It will happen practically. It will happen what?
Practically.
Sit down. Mega church. It's not a small thing. It's not a small thing. It's time for mega church now. It's going to work now. Whatever is needed for you. Look, I just want to inform you. Life is about who you know also. Eh? You may think that, oh, it's official channels and all that. Even me, if you know me, I can give a job to somebody. Even me. Small me, I can give a job to somebody. There's no job. I said, I can tell him. There are jobs, even where there are no jobs. Everywhere there are jobs where there are no jobs. There are contacts where there are no contacts. Hey. Yes. You'll be confirmed. So, respect and being connected. So soon you see all our churches. You see UD. The different names, they are there. But we are connected. Very heavily connected. It's a person who doesn't understand the thing that we are. Serious connection. Yeah. Yeah. You'll go through. You'll escape. With ease. You'll be chosen. You'll be selected. They'll say there's nothing. Then they'll change their minds. Oh, there is something. And the person will not even feel shy so that he was lying the first time, but he's like, so it's okay, you just come. I've just changed my mind. How many love the mega church? And that is why if you love the mega church and you are in the church, you see, you as a member would have been saying, no, the signboard to our church is down. Let me repair the signboard. Or the color has faded, let me correct the color. It's not even a pastor or somebody from somewhere who has to come and do it. You, because you know that it has an there's an advantage that goes with the name and the church and being connected. It is in your interest. Yeah, but church members and business people should have been repairing all our signboards. Most of our signboards are down. Yes. But you don't realize the importance of the mega church. Yeah. And I told the pastors, don't repair it. Just leave it. Just leave it. Yeah. Because nobody feels that the church is a great thing. It's for us. Yes. It's our church. Yes. Yes. And the governments, they know it. Yes. They know it. They know. That they know that if we say this way, people will go that way.
Yes.
And you see, a church that election is controlled by churches and schools and teachers. They will make comments like that. You see that people will say, Sometimes they say directly, but sometimes you just be hearing little things. So please, do not minimize. Rather, encourage the unity. Encourage the church to be bigger and more powerful.
Amen.
Yes. It's not good to even say that, let me join the church because there are connections in the church. No. That is not. It's a sign. We are not making a church for connections. Yes. I'll get married. No. You do the church for church. But the side effect, be brave. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Number 19. You have a mega church because through a mega church, there are a large number of employers who can help the church. A lot of employers. Today I know bank managers. I know so many managers. Amen. Acts 4:34, there was not a needy person among them. For all who were owners of land or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sale. Amen. Number 20. Only 20. You must have a mega church because all the different needs of the mega church, different needs that people have. Many different needs. My wife is always organizing something for somebody. Always. Always organizing something for somebody. You see her on a mission. She's looking for a place in a school for somebody. Over the years. There are many unknown advantages. Paying school fees. Begging rich people to pay somebody school fees in medical school. That's my wife. Yes. Over the years. One day she told me she's going to see this rich man to ask him to pay somebody school fees. I said, it's on to you. It's a blessing. How many are going to meet people's needs? Oh, yes. Sometimes you enter the hospital and then you just mention Lighthouse. And then suddenly, this doctor, that person, this one is working. Because you can die in a government hospital easily. They'll say there's no blood, there's no this, there's no bed, there's no this, there's no drip, there's no medicine. True or not true?
True.
Even more true, they'll say there's no bed. Number what? 21. You must have a mega church because in a mega church there are more beloveds. Acts chapter 4 verse 33 says there was not a needy person. One of our needs is to marry. That's number 21, isn't it? 22. When you have a mega church, there are more marriages. More weddings. Amen. Now, one of the needs which cannot be solved with money is the need for a partner. Yes. A need for a partner. Somebody to be with. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yes. Money cannot buy. Now, in Tanzania, 10 million women do not have husbands. Yes. 10 million. There are 10 million more ladies than men. And I don't know the figures in Ghana, but Tanzania is 10 million. That's a lot of ladies. So I think that I hear the government, I don't know if it's to the government, are encouraging polygamy so that one can service two or three. Yes. To reduce it, to help. So those of you who are interested in polygamy, you know where to go. Yeah. Now your need for a partner will be met through the mega church in Jesus' name. Yes. You'll never be alone again. In Germany, in Cologne, some time ago, I think there was the population was 1 million. Half of them live alone. Everybody lives alone. Yes, everybody is alone. And you see, that's the one thing the Bible says, it is not good for a man to be alone. So as the church becomes mega, listen to what I'm saying, please. You will find somebody suitable for you. You know, do you know one of the main reasons for bad marriages is what we call IMC. IMC. You know that? Ill married couple. They are not suitable for each other. So it causes conflict from beginning to end. Now, what you find out is that the person who is not suitable for you is very suitable for somebody. Yes. Now, I've seen it in Belovedosis, in the First Love Church. I encourage them to break up when they quarrel. No, I am the one who says, so those who criticize them, I am the one teaching them that. That's my teaching. That it's better to break a relationship than to break an engagement. It's better to break an engagement than to break a marriage. So if you see that you are quarreling a lot in a relationship, you should know that it will continue into the marriage. Because it's a seesaw. What you saw is what you see. And what you see is what you saw. It's a seesaw. So as for me, I teach you, I realize, when you see that it's not working, Chale, run like you are running from a rattlesnake. Run with all your heart. On your mask, pay, go. When you stay in it, you are just staying in an IMC. Yes. I remember one of my relationships, the children. The girl was what? She could slap there. She could slap the beloved. Take him on the car park. Yeah, she was wild. So, listen to my message. Oh. So, I said, one day I came, I said, finish, away. Go away, don't come. I don't remember if they slapped, but I mean, she almost violent. I don't know about, I'm not sure about slapping. But I think so, I'm not so sure. Or maybe holding the shirt, I don't know. And I look at the guy and said, this girl's wild. But one day I got, listen. I saw one of my missionaries. And I said, no, this one. Try this one and see. You should see them now. The man is always thanking me. The girl who was wild in that IMC. She's now a superwoman in the marriage now. She's a wonder woman. The husband is always thanking me. You should see her in the house shouting, screaming. Shouts of joy. Not shouting at somebody. Shouts of joy.
shouts of joy, scratching and banging, breaking the bed. The bed is a bouncing castle. Mega church. When you are in a mega church, you see that you don't have to stay in an IMC. There is somebody who you are very good for. Very suitable. Only that you are mismatched. The Bible says, I'll find a help meet or suitable that fits you. So it's when we find help that don't suit us. That's when all the trouble is there. That person doesn't suit you. But you are forcing Amari force too much agorica to for the thing to work. Too much Amari force. Marriage is supposed to be peace. And then joy. It's actually called in the Bible a reward. Yes. It's a reward. So how can a reward be hell? Huh? How can a reward be hell? So in a mega church, all ages and types. You see, there are some people, they are very quiet. There is another person who is equally quiet, who can match your quietness. You don't like talking. She too, she doesn't like talking. So you are all in the house. There's no problem at all because nobody likes talking. But you go and marry somebody who likes to talk and chat. And then you are very quiet. It's an IMC. Before you realize, you are asking the person, why don't you talk? And the person will say, I don't like your topics. Oh, before you realize that, you say, what do you mean by you don't like my topics? You used to like them. Have you forgotten? I used to call you 8 hours. Now you say you don't like talking. And then things are changing. Yes. Yeah. So watch out for IMCs because we have so many. Don't struggle one relationship. You have forces. It's too much. Say, no. It's okay. It's okay. I've been told the mega church, we have more in the farm. Plenty. Supposing you go to eat at a buffet. Do you know what a buffet is? Buffet, you go and dish as much as you want. And you don't have to overload your plate, please. Supposing you go and you bring a piece of meat. When you put it in your mouth, it's harder than your teeth. You get what I'm saying? You are at a party or at a dinner. You don't have to take now. You are fighting. Look, there is more options over there. Just leave it and go for another one. And then bite one that will be flowing with you. Something that is softer for your mouth. You are struggling with this meat. It's not by fault. This is a buffet. You can go as many times as you want. Changing. Never say, oh, the girl Charlie is fine. There are many girls where they find. They find pass. Only say you don't see them. You don't see them. If you saw you, they talk, say, you're fine. You meet her just now, I tell you. Yeah. Mega church, we have those of you who want to marry northerners. We have more. I can get where are they? Bole, Bogatanga, Tamale, Wipe, Yafe. We have beautiful northerners. Beautiful northerners. Nice and slim. You want a fair colored away girl. Nice away girl.
from Pando. You will get one just now, I tell you. Our Pando Cathedral will provide for you just now. We have more. Maybe you don't like Northern Ewer, you like the Southern Keta side and Longa side. You don't want these Hohoi people and KJB. We have them. Akachi, we have Akpene, we have all of them. Agbozume, we have more members in Agbozume. Where are my Agbozume people? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? One brother told me he was going to marry. He told me, I said, what are you going to marry? He said to me, I need my gun. I need my gun. I need to speak gun in my house. I said, wow. I need to speak gun in my house. We have gun. We have guns in Kales. My daughters are guns. We have so many guns. He said, I need my gun and I need my kinky. These two things. To marry, I need my gun and I need my kinky. Wow. I don't need Fanti. I don't need all this. I need my gun and I need my cake. We have them. Different big ones, small ones, different. Mega church. One day I saw a sister. When she's traveling on a plane, she has to take two seats. Two seats. Yes. Do you understand? Because of the size. Like, it doesn't fit. She doesn't fit into one. She has to fit into two. So I thought nobody would marry her. I was there when I saw a slim brother like an antelope. Slim like an antelope. He came and said, this is the one that I want. This is the one that I want. Receive your type in the name of Jesus. Mega church, we have everything. So it's not that we are going to look for girls or boys. Just do the mega church. They will all be in the church. Antelope and a hippo. Tell you. Walking together. Happy. They are very happy. They are very, he said, that is what I like. That's what I like. Yes. So when they are traveling, they buy three tickets. One and two. One for me, two for you.
There's no price to pay.
Hey! Now, I have good news for all oldies in the church. Now, age is not a restriction, a barrier. Whatever your age, we have your type. So if you are 50, we have 50-year-olds. Varieties. So now you don't have to be afraid. Whatever age, we are getting an option for you. So you see, one day I saw the bride was 65. The bride was 65 years old.
Wow.
Gray hairs. Wow. I said, yes. It's a mega church now. She's 65. They are having, You see, in the Bible, old people have sex.
Rich.
Yes, in the Bible. Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, said was well stricken with age. He was stricken. In the Bible, old people have sex, pa. Yes. Yes. Abraham. Very well, pa. Abraham. You'll be there in Jesus' name. You see, look at Zacharias. I am an old man. And my wife is well stricken. Yes. Every elderly person, you'll never be lonely in the mega church. You just find somebody, and you have to be humble. Don't have to be. Sometimes an elderly lady, a young man, may be the person that can stay with you coolly. Like a young, that's what he also likes. He likes a motherly wife. Yes, a motherly wife.
Derek Prince, his wife was 25 years older than him. Derek Prince said, listen, Derek Prince said, few ministers of the gospel can say they have a good marriage like mine. Wow. Yes. He said that many ministers don't have. He said he interviewed 40 marriages, ministers. All of them have bad marriages. Few ministers, you can listen to his preaching on marriage. Few ministers can say they have anything like what he has. She was 25 years older than him. The woman was 25 years older than him. Mega church is a wonder. It's a wonder. People may think she's your auntie, but you say, no, it's not my auntie. It's my wife. Wow. Number what? 23. You must have a mega church because a mega church is more likely to accomplish 25% biblical quota. The 25 biblical quota of souls won from the community. Amen. No? Oh. 1, 2, 3. Good. All right. Now, the sower went out to sow. 25% fell by the wayside. 25% fell on stony ground. 25% fell on thorns, but 25% fell on good ground. So when we go out on our Great Commission, we can expect 1/4 of the world to respond. Amen. Amen. Now, if you are in Accra, Accra has how many people? 4 million. So 1/4, we expect 1 million to be born again and going to church. Now, if you add all our churches together, thousand members, you need 1,000 churches with 1,000 members to make 1 million. And the churches, many of the churches that you say are the biggest churches, struggle to have 1,000 people. Supposing we even had 200 churches that have 2,000 members. That's only 400,000. So we are truly nowhere near the total number of souls that are really available. And the country has the souls in your town, everywhere. So a mega church is aiming towards the 25%. So until we see 25% of the population inside the church, we are nowhere and we shouldn't rest or relax. All right? So a mega church is aiming towards the biblical 25% of your town must be in your church. So check the population of your town. If you take a town like Damongo or Salaga, you'll be surprised. They'll give you the population of about 10,000, 9,000 people. 25% of that will be between 2,000 and 2,500 people. How many churches in Salaga, when you add all, can make up to 2,500 people? So you see that we are always far from the 25% quota. And that's why the mega church vision must be deep in our hearts. Hallelujah. Number 24. You must have a mega church because a mega church is a force to reckon with. It becomes a nation within a nation. And you see that although we were despised at the beginning, many times you see that the governments are forced to recognize and deal with the churches. And finally, the last reason is you must have a mega church because the glory of the end time church will be greater than the glory of the early church. Amen. What does the Bible say? Haggai chapter 2 verse 9. The glory of this latter house
shall be greater than that of the former. Amen. 25 reasons why we must have a mega church. Reason number one, Dr. Ntefo, help me.
It is the most appropriate vision.
Everybody, number one. Number two, reason number two why we must have a mega church.
The desire for a mega church will lead you to a good thing.
I can't hear you. Everybody together, number two.
The desire for a mega church will lead you on a good journey.
Is it going to lead you on a good journey? Number three.
Because prophetically, the end will be greater than the beginning.
Ethically, the end will be greater than the beginning. Reason number four.
Because most pastors are deceived into thinking that the work is done when it is not done.
When it is not done. Number five.
God's will is that his house may be filled.
Number six.
A harvest field is the whole world.
Number seven.
The biblical examples of churches have thousands of members.
Biblical example of churches have how many people?
Thousands.
Thousands of members. Number eight.
Because having a large church means that more souls have been won.
More souls. Number nine.
More laborers are released to work.
More labor. Everybody say more laborers.
More laborers.
Number ten.
More pastors.
More pastors. Number 11.
Engage in prayer.
More people praying. Number 12.
Generates large crowds.
Generates large crowds. And great expectation. Number 13.
Greater manifestation of miracles.
Greater manifestation of miracles. Number 14.
More evangelism is possible.
Number 15. I can't hear you.
Larger income.
Larger income. Number 16.
Special ministries.
Special ministries are born. Number 17.
Make full proof of your ministry.
You do a thorough job, isn't it? Number 18.
More contacts and connections.
More contacts and connections. Number 19.
A large pool of employers.
A large pool of employers. Number 20.
Different needs can be met in the mega church.
21.
More beloveds.
More beloved. You'll not be 31 years old and praying so hard. No. At 31, you see that, oh, we have so many people, 31. 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. There are plenty. And even young boys too are there who like grown-ups. You get everything. They like mature, motherly beloveds. You know, in Botswana, they have something they call what? What is it called? Benten. What is Benten? The young boy with a grown-up woman, like she can be a minister of state or a madam, a headmistress or whatever. They go out with them publicly. They are very proud of their young little boys, boyfriends. That's a culture. It's called Benten in Botswana. So in the mega church, if you want a motherly person or a young footballer as your, what do you call it? See that? Don't frown on all these things. You see, if you don't have a husband, you may be sitting, you may be praised. If you, those of you who have husbands already, you may be frowning on all these things with your pride. Yes, you are proud. That's all. You are just proud. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know. There are people here praying. Oh God, if only you whatever. Yeah. Don't be too big. Yeah, there are people that if you get a boy who says I like a mother, they'll be very happy. Don't be too big on me. I don't like it when people are too proud. Yes. You don't have to be a widow or in that difficulty before you understand all these things. Ah. Yeah. Mm. So be humble. You never know where you may be in a situation where you realize that, look, if God blessed me with a young boy who really loves me. One day I told a brother I was going to marry a mega sister. I said, never come and tell me that she's too big. He said, Bishop, that is what I like. The big. That is what I like. It's my dream. Number what?
22. More marriages and more weddings.
You'll be having weddings every single week. How many want to have a wedding every Saturday? You know, Saturday is wedding, Sunday is church. Saturday is wedding, Sunday is church. Saturday is wedding, Sunday is church. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Saturday is wedding, Sunday. You know some churches, Saturday is funeral, Sunday is church. Saturday is funeral, Sunday is church. Saturday is funeral, Sunday is church. We refuse that thing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we release weddings into the church in Jesus' name. Number 23.
Likely to accomplish the 25 biblical quota of souls.
25% of population is going to come in. Number 24.
A nation within a nation.
Within the nation. And number 25.
The glory of the end time church.
The glory of the end time. Give the Lord a clap offering for the mega church. Beautiful. Take out your offering and then we are closing our morning session. We are late, please. Take out your offering and let us bless the school and the soul winning effort that we are making. We are going to take a good offering and that is going to be a great blessing for us. Father, which art in heaven, we are grateful. Bless every life and bless us as we give, especially to your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thus saith the Lord, consider your ways, oh yeah. Go up to the mountain and bring the wood and build the house of God. I will take pleasure, I'll be glorified in it. This is my will for you. Child, I will build my house upon this rock. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my be like Nehemiah and build the house of God? Say, I will build your church, I will build your house. I'll be like Nehemiah and build the house of God. Say, I will build your church. To put in a bag of holes, searching for much but getting so very little. Oh yeah. You have sown so much but reap so little. because of my house that lieth waste. You dwell in your own house, but my house is not built. This is the time, time to build my house. Oh, 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 child, I will build my house upon this rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah? Will you build the house of God? Say, I will build your church, and I will build your house. I'll be like Nehemiah. I'll build the house of God. Say, I will build your church. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I will build your church, building, 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 build the house of God. Building, 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 build the church of God. Yeah, like Ezra, Nehemiah, and in the days of Zechariah, and just like Zerubbabel, we'll be built in your house. Shall not prevail against it, no, no. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah? Will you build the house of God? Say, I will build your church. I'll be like Nehemiah. I'll build the house of God. Yes, I will build your church. Whoa, 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 whoa. Nehemiah, and in the days of Zechariah, and just like Zerubbabel, we'll be built in your house, Lord. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh oh, oh oh. I will build my house upon this rock. Gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my